everyone. Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Our term today is going to be called wardrobe. Wardrobe is spelled W-A-R-D-R-O-B-E. Now, what is a wardrobe? Well, a wardrobe is really the collection of clothes that people can wear for whatever thing that they're going to be shooting, okay? It's really for the people in front of the camera. Now, wardrobe is interesting because different types of clothes will give you different types of messages. Now, that's because there's different associations to different clothes. Now, a man wears a suit, he's considered like a businessman, or somebody maybe more important. If you're a construction worker, then you can wear t-shirts and a hard hat and maybe a tool belt. These are things that are inside the wardrobe. Now, a wardrobe is good because it helps you, the audience, to understand what the message is with the type of clothes that a person wears. It's part of the story, okay? So the wardrobe is very important. Sometimes wardrobe with colors are also important too, because the film will have a type of color that you want to express. Wardrobes are used for all sorts of things, okay? So next time you watch a movie, look at the type of wardrobe that people wear. Coming up, American slang.
Hey, 各位好，欢迎来到动感英语 ，I'm Duran。好，今天我们要看的影片呢，名字叫 Fargo。哎 ，Fargo 这个词，它的本意呢是美国东南部的一个城市。不过我们的业内人士，那么把这个 Fargo 这个电影的名称，没有直接的翻译它，为了吸引观众嘛，那么我们翻译成叫《冰雪暴》。啊，或许是因为这个故事发生在这个大雪天的缘故吧。好 ，Anyway， 你不用去管它，知道这个名字叫 Fargo 就可以了。那么这个电影呢，要讲的是一个小镇上面有个汽车推销商啊，叫谢利，他在这个酒吧里面。与两个歹徒在谈话，哎，通过他们的谈话，我们可以推断出，哼，原来他希望两个歹徒去绑架他的妻子，哎，要拿这个赎金，然后与他们两个平分。他非常需要钱，可是他富有的妻子还有他的岳父却不愿意借给他。
Chef Proudfoot said, "What's such a day here at 7:30? What gives, man?" Chef said, "8:30. We've been sitting here an hour. He's peed 3 times already."
Oh, I'm sure sorry. Chef told me 8:30. It was a mix-up, I guess.
You got the car?
Yeah, you bet.
来看看今天的美国俚语要教给你什么。那这个句子叫 It was a mix-up.
It was a mix-up, I guess.
我们教给你的这个词组叫 mix-up. Mix-up is a misunderstanding or confusion. 我们把这个俚语的意思呢理解成啊误解。什么事情你搞乱了，完全是误会误解，是吧？啊 ，mix up， 你看这个 mix 是混淆的意思，把它混在一起，全搞乱了，误会了，误解了。啊 ，mix up， 来看看这个短语呢，啊，怎么使用出来？好吧，来看例句 ，the first one。Hey， I thought you said we're gonna meet on Park Street， not on Main Street。What a mix up！ 这句话的意思是，哎。我记得你说我们是要在帕克大街上面见面嘛，而不是这个 Main Street。你瞧瞧，全搞乱了。你瞧瞧，我们之间有误会了，叫 What a mix up。好，再来看第二个例句。If it wasn't for the mix up, I would have been here on time。这句话的意思是，要不是因为产生误会的话，我就可以按时到这个地方了。言下之意，因为有了误会，所以我来晚了。
Chef Proudfoot said, "What's such a day here at 7:30? What gives, man?" Chef said, "8:30. We've been sitting here an hour. He's peed 3 times already."
Oh, I'm sure sorry. Chef told me 8:30. It was a mix-up, I guess.
Hey, 欢迎回到经典对白。那么下面这个片段呢，讲的是。男主人公谢利回到了家，恰巧啊，他的岳父也在家里。那么谢利企图去说服他的岳父，哎，因为他要投资一个好的项目，想让他岳父出钱，可他的岳父却拒绝了他。哎，看起来啊，这个岳父大人对他的这个女婿并不怎么喜欢。好，一起来看片段。
Wait, have you had a chance to think about that deal I was talking about, those 40 acres there in Wayzata?
You told me about it.
Yeah, you said you'd have to think about it. I understand, it's a lot of money.
It's a heck of a lot. What did you say you were going to put there?
A lot. It's a
limited... No, it's a lot.
I mean, a parking lot.
Ah, well, 750,000 is a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a chunk, but...
I had a couple lots, late 50s, lost a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah, but the difference...
I thought you were going to show it to Stan Grossman. He passes on this stuff before it gets kicked up to me.
Well, Stan will say no dice, that's why you pay him.
我们下面来看第一个原点,这个句子叫 It's a chunk.
Yeah, well, it's a chunk, but...
A chunk is a large amount. 好,那么这个词组叫 a chunk. 它的意思是表示大量的,很多的数量叫 a chunk. 好了,那么来看这个词组怎么把它使出来,好吧? The first one, 看句子, I won quite a chunk of money in the lottery. 这句话的意思是, 那个彩票,我去买彩票,中了一大笔钱。 好,我再说一遍, I won, 我赢得了, quite a chunk of money in the lottery. 好,我们来看。 第二个例句, that hairdresser just cut a chunk of my hair off. It's so short now. 这句话的意思是那个理发师把我的头发去的太多了。你看这个短语我们用的是 cut, 剪, cut. A chunk of, 很形象, 很多的, my hair off, 离开我的脑袋. It's so short now. 现在我的头发变得这么的短。 好了,那么这个短语记住它表示数量的叫 a chunk.
Yeah, but the difference...
I thought you were going to show it to Stan Grossman. He passes on this stuff before it gets kicked up to me.
Well, Stan will say no dice, that's why you pay him.
我们来看下面一个原点, 好,这个句子叫 before it gets kicked up to me.
He passes on this stuff before it gets kicked up to me.
我们要教给你的这个短语叫 kick up. 好了,这个词组, to kick up, you can also say kick over. Means to transfer. 它的意思是表示把它转给另外一个人，把它递给另外一个人，叫 kick up or kick over 都是可以的。那么来看例句，first one. Hey, after you're done reading the paper, will you kick it over to me? 这句话的意思是这个报纸，这份报纸你读过以后，能不能拿给我来读？叫 will you kick it over to me means transfer to me. 把它递给我, kick it over to somebody. 好,来看第二个例子。 Hey, if you are not happy with those jeans, kick them up to me. I really like them. 好,这句话的意思是, 我们刚刚用过了 kick over, 那么你仍然可以用 kick up. 第二个例子用的就是 kick up。 这句话的意思是那些牛仔服啊，你如果是不满意的话， if you are not happy with， 如果你不满意的话，没问题，把他们通通拿给我好了，把他们给我，叫 kick them up to me。 为什么？ I really like them， 我非常喜欢那些 jeans， 好不好？那么这个短语记没记住，叫 transfer， 转给别人，叫 kick up or kick over。
Well, Stan will say no dice, that's why you pay him。
哎,我们再来看下面一个原点,这个句子叫 Stan will say no dice.
Well, Stan will say no dice, that's why you pay him.
No dice means no chance or no way. 这个no dice的意思是表示没戏,没有可能,绝没有可能,没有戏的意思叫 no dice. 来看第一个例句, I asked my dad if I could borrow his car, but he said, no dice. 我去问爸爸,可不可以借你的车用一用? 他说,别做梦了,没有可能,叫 no dice. 好,我们再来看第二个例句。 My sister said, no dice, when I asked her if I could come to the club with her. 这句话的意思是,当我问我的妹妹,嘿,我能不能跟你一起去这个 club,去这个俱乐部玩? 他说 no dice 表示绝对不可能，不会跟你去的 no dice.
That deal I was talking about, those 40 acres there in Wayzata?
You told me about it.
Yeah, you said you'd have to think about it. I understand, it's a lot of money.
It's a heck of a lot. What did you say you were going to put there?
A lot. It's a limited...
No, it's a lot.
I mean, a parking lot.
Ah, wow. 750,000 is a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a chunk, but...
I had a couple lots, late 50s. Lost a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah, but the difference...
I thought you were going to show it to Stan Grossman. He passes on this stuff before it gets kicked up to me.
Well, Stan will say no dice. That's why you pay him.
好了，那么今天的原点全部讲完，我们来一个 quick review。准备好了吗？在俚语部分学了一个词组，表示误会 ，misunderstanding or confusion， 那个短语叫 a mix up， 哈 ，very good。接下去我们学了一个词组，表示数量的 a large amount， 那个短语叫 chunk。好，再往下有一个短语跟 T 表面上有关系，它的意思是 transfer， 把它给别人，那个短语叫 kick up or kick over。好，最后刚刚教过你的表示绝对不可能叫。No dice. 好，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Chicken Run, which is a really funny movie about chickens who want to learn how to fly, but a chicken can't fly. So this song is called Flip, Flop, and Fly.Now, to flip is to flip over your body, 翻跟头, and to flop is kind of to fall, to flop. So flip-flop, when you flip-flop, it's something that kind of goes like this. It's not very graceful. If you're a dancer, you do not want to flip and flop. It's like something that's falling down the stairs. It flips and flops down. But this song is called Flip-Flop and Fly.
Flip-flop, fly, I don't care if I die. Flip-flop.
So it says, when I get the blues. To get the blues means to get really sad. The blues means sadness, depression. So when I get the blues, when I'm sad, gonna get me a rocking chair. A rocking chair is a chair that can go like this. So when you sit in it, you can kind of rock back and forth. When the blues overtake me,To be overtaken means to take over, to just be too much. You know, you can get the blues and be kind of sad one day, but if it's too much, if it's just everything in your life is sad, then he's gonna rock on away from here. Here comes my baby. My baby meaning my girlfriend, somebody I like, flashing a new gold tooth. If you lose a tooth, it falls out,You can put in a new one that's gold, because gold is very pure, it's very clean. So, you know, you've probably seen it. Somebody with a regular tooth and is gold. And so this is flashing. Flashing is like light. So if someone smiles and they have a gold tooth, maybe the light will hit it and it will smile, it will flash. Yeah, she's so small, she can rumba. Rumba is a kind of dancing.From Latin America, South America. It's a kind of very cool dancing. It's big. In a payphone booth. Now, a payphone, you know, it's when on the street you pay and you can use the telephone. So that his girlfriend is so small that in this tiny little payphone booth, she can do a really big dance. So that's what this means.
When I get blues, don't get me rocking chair. When I get blues, don't get me rocking chair.Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Well, she's so small, she can run me in a payphone booth. That's true. Flip, flop, fly, I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, fly, I don't care if I die.